Allen with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, folks. Welcome into the Sports Zone here on April the 2nd. A few minutes after 11 o'clock. Appreciate you checking in. If you're leaving church, thank you very much for tuning in to us. And if you're going into church, get yourself a good seat, and we'll check you out down the road here. Again, you can call us at 877-969-8600. Phone number is 877-969-8600. And as I always like to do to start out the show is thank our military, because freedom isn't free. So thank you, our men and women out there. Also, Captain Matt Bruce and I will be talking about what happened today and tomorrow in the world of sports, because we'll have some late games going on and talk about them from about 5:47 to 5:57 on this great station. Also, I don't want to forget our first responders. They do a fantastic job out there taking care of us. So thank you to all those folks doing a great job. And let's be conscientious of being respectful to people that have a tough job out there. You show them respect, you'll get it back. And if you don't, you'll get your turn. So anyway, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone, AM 860. The Answer. In studio with me is Josh. Good morning, Josh. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Still reeling off of that FAU-SDSU game. That was insane. Great finish. Really some good hoops all around. Still enjoying it and looking forward to tomorrow. Absolutely. And today's women's final, for that matter.
Well, you know what's funny about that? There was no plan for that last shot, Josh. You know, which, hey, it worked out. If it wouldn't have, he would have got chastised. That's what cracks me up. If it, you know, you take a 35-foot shot, what are you doing? Oh, nice shot as it swishes. You know, it just cracks me up, and the sports mind is like that. But anyway, I just had to throw that out.
So there. You think that if they would have dribbled it out and shot up a rainbow, you don't think that would have been an optimal way to close out the game there? Kind of like when you see a quarterback take a snap and run around and chuck it up?
No, what I'm alluding to, Josh, is there was no plan. There was no game plan for that play. The coach just said, hey, look, big man, get under the basket. Hopefully he makes it. If he doesn't, you rebound it. I mean, that's not really a design play.
Yeah.
And it worked out. I'm happy for him. I mean, right. Well, I'm happy for him because it's a good organization, good kids. I was pulling, obviously, for Florida Atlantic because – where do we live?
So I understand what you're saying. So you're saying with San Diego State, how it wound up, you know, just he had the cojones that it landed.
Amen.
It was a good, you know, one-on-one.
I'm saying that.
For Florida Atlantic, they shouldn't have ever allowed them to have that opportunity.
Well, there's some truth to that, too.
I didn't want
to get on the negative side
that's,
of it. But yeah,
no,
thought the fun side of it was them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's, you know, if it bounces a different way, what could have happened? If FAU in their very first game, if things go differently, they don't even make it this far. And
can you
there's
believe
something
making
different.
It to the Final Four?
Absolutely.
And not one number seed, one seed made it?
Not a one seed or a two seed.
Or a three.
Yeah.
That's pretty ironic.
Absolutely. So. Someone like you that says, oh, they don't even need to play some of these games.
Wow. You had to give me a little shot. Was that necessary? Was that necessary, Scott?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But the point is well taken. I'll give them that much.
Yes. That's why they play the games.
That's why they play the games, baby.
Absolutely.
Can San Diego, better question, Scott, hit you with it. Can San Diego State?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
I'm going to tell you right now, you have seen UConn play four games now, and they have outscored their opponents by over 100 points in four games.
Now, Josh, you got to get on them. about the upsets that have happened in the final game for me, okay? Just playing with them.
No, it was a really
who would
fun.
Have thought Houston would have lost? Who would have thought UNLV would have lost?
Houston, Bama.
Serious,
but not even this year. Houston, Bama, Tennessee,
Texas.
No, I'm
just saying back
dude,
in the day.
Absolutely. Look, we talk about the butterfly effect. Not Grayson Allen. Oh, my gosh. Gordon Hayward. They all look alike, right? Gordon Hayward for Butler a few years ago, that half-court prayer, if that goes in against Duke, how much differently we remember things and Butler and his career and all that. So it has been. It's been a great tournament. I think this could be a sign of things to come because of the NIL. I think we might see more parity across college sports. I'm excited, even more excited now for college football to see if we see a little bit more of the smaller teams rise up. So it's cool. And even with that, San Diego State, because I agree, I think UConn's going to win. But they've kind of got some Gonzaga vibes for them as far as Gonzaga's been the dominant small school that everyone just always looks to and looks up to, and they've been building. But ever since Kawhi, they've been kind of building things out. It was cool seeing old man Fisher in the crowd yesterday and everything he helped build, and now seeing them in the finals. So, it's cool. It's cool. It really is. Makes you appreciate college sports, reminds us why we enjoy it so much, even amidst all the money and changes.
And I got to tell you, a little back to this FAU game. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about that last shot. What everyone needs to talk about, and what I feel cost them that game, was that one sequence where they could not, they'd get 7 offensive rebounds in a row. And you gave up 4 offensive rebounds on foul shooting. Let me tell you, if I got a midget standing there on the baseline, on free throws, and I don't mean that in a negative way, and if anyone's upset with me using that word, too bad. But if I pull a midget out of my pocket and put him to get the rebound on free throws, you're going to get 1 out of 7.
You would hope. Yeah. Well, you know what that reminds me of? That college basketball player a year or so back. That was so funny. The sports reporter, how did they out-rebound you? Well, you see, they jumped up to the rim. They used 2 hands and caught the basketball. That's how they did it. That was funny.
I mean, yesterday's game was a prime game for an old Coach John McKay interview.
Yes, it was.
How do you feel about your offensive execution? I'm all for it.
Exactly.
I mean, they could not get a rebound. You could have gotten circus clowns out there.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, the other part of the story is the way the game started, it looked like it was going to be a blowout, too. So give FAU credit for not folding and coming back like champs, because I've seen a lot of teams do it. You know, you get down and
they were up by 14, too, though.
I know. It was a very roller coaster ride.
Yeah, that San Diego State didn't lead at any point in the second half.
Yeah.
Until it was only when the clock hit 0 after that they finally took a lead.
Crazy,
so.
Isn't how that it worked it out?
Was, and again, to his point, they were getting killed on second chance points, and that's not a way to win a championship. The refs definitely blowing a lot of whistles there, going the other way at one point. Wasn't very Al friendly, but they did. Shout out to that San Diego State team.
You know what's funny? Nobody could really say conspiracy theory, Josh, this year, because if you really were thinking about it, there's no way Miami and Florida Atlantic make it for TV revenue purposes. You know how they always like to say, oh, they made sure it was a West Coast, an East Coast, a South, and a Midwest. Well, no. The refs ref the game pretty doggone good. What, you think UConn and San Diego State is maybe better than a
No, I'm disappointed in our governor for allowing a West Coast team to come in here and defeat one of our Florida schools, and then another East Coast elite team to come down here and beat another one of our schools. They deprived us of an all-Florida final.
So it's Governor Ron DeSantis' fault.
Of course.
You know what's so sad about that, Josh? There's a few people out there that would really buy into that.
Absolutely.
It's sad. It's sad.
Last week he allowed Japan to come in against the U.S., and we couldn't defend ourselves down in Miami. So it's been a rough couple weeks for him.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Scott?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to win, man, against the wonderful women's basketball? Let's talk about that a little bit. Who you pulling for, Josh?
Oh, I don't know how you can't pull for Caitlin Clark in Iowa at this point.
You have to.
What she? I mean, come on. Now, I'm not even going to do the whole comparison thing, but I am. If there was a guy who, if there was a male team who had, there was an undefeated Duke team, okay, and then this girl or guy, whatever, a guy from Iowa comes in and averages 40 points a game to defeat an undefeated school, go to the final, and does it with the swagger that she's doing it with. She's got some personality to her. Did you see there was someone on the perimeter for South Carolina,
and
she just waved him off completely. It was like, oh, we don't have to worry about her. She's not going to shoot.
I think for the audience that follows that, okay, she's getting more than her fair share of exposure because a lot more people follow men's basketball than women's. It's the same argument of why doesn't the women's soccer make as much as the men's soccer.
Until someone is this entertaining. She's transcended it and she, for every point. So that's what I'm saying. 40 points a game to defeat an undefeated team, carry your school.
Well, I'm curious to see how many people, how many millions will watch the game today, and then how many millions will watch it tomorrow.
Oh,
and then,
so did you see in the Elite Eight that they had more views in the Elite Eight for the women's than ESPN has had on any NBA game all season long?
Interesting. See, now those are statistics that need to be discussed and brought out, okay? I love it. It all comes down to that to me. You know, we can talk about emotions and feelings, but at the end of the day, what are the facts, man? What are the facts? And are you consistent?
That's
are you legit?
So that's my point. If you remove the male-female thing, player A leading their Midwest school, averaging 40 points a game in the biggest moments, in the biggest games, in the Elite Eight, Final Four.
You don't think she's gotten her fair share of publicity?
I don't know what you mean by fair share. This is why we love sports. This is what we do. We give people the attention and the notoriety.
No,
I think
she's gotten, I mean, I don't think she's been shortchanged on her notoriety.
I'm old enough to remember Steph's run, Jimmer Fredette's run. They were all over the place. Linsanity.
Okay.
That
name cracks me up, sorry.
I mean, but even you look now and go back to our time, Patrick.
Yes.
Even though the internet didn't exist to the point it did now and all the 24/7, Cheryl Miller.
Oh, man, she was.
And there wasn't the access there is today. She was everywhere.
Oh, yes, she was.
She was everywhere.
She's a good analyst also. Too.
But she was.
It's so funny, Reggie Miller and her brother and sister, too.
This girl, I don't know if she's as good all around as Cheryl Miller was, but this girl's every bit there. She's there.
She's perfect for the 2023 athlete.
Correct.
To try to grow and expand the game. Look, segue. This is the type of player that Major League Baseball needs. You need to have someone who is flashy, exciting, has a little bit of personality.
Can she hit a curveball? Just curious.
But this is where they're doing a great job of promoting.
I think MLB's gotten better this year with their
Why is it on opening day that Shohei Ohtani, coming off of all that momentum from the World Baseball Classic and everything, and you're burying him in Oakland? On opening day, he should have been there at Yankee Stadium, first game of the season, everyone watching, all tuned in.
Yeah.
I understand they're going to face the Giants. You have that market and everything else. Promote your stars.
Yes.
They
don't do a good job of that. You know what's funny about that, Josh? The NBA, who's their, you know, mascot? Jerry West on the, you know, football. NFL,
which is hilarious, NBA. Which is hilarious because in this rings culture, what was Jerry West's record in the finals?
Not very good.
Right.
So, you know, boy, he's special.
But he's Mr. Clutch. you know, it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, but he was something, man. I remember watching him. Boy, those were some cool teams. Guys,
the fact, though, you look at like Michael Jordan, we know what he did. I mean, he hit the stratosphere, but now you have it's one thing to have shoes for someone.
Yes.
But now we have a movie about the shoes.
I love it.
Actually, I hear it's pretty good.
I hear it's a pretty good flick.
The whole story's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it's Jerry Maguire to
kind
it,
of.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And I was listening to an interview with Affleck and Damon, and you know, they're sports guys being unbossed and all that.
Big
and Affleck
fans.
Is like, hey, we want to do this. But he had to go. He said, we have to get MJ's blessing.
Right.
So he went and he met with MJ. Damon was funny. He was like, I wasn't able to go. My kid had like a game or something. So shout out to him being a good dad. But no, and Ben went. And MJ said, look, it's all good, but Viola Davis has to play my mother. That was it. That was his one request. She said, that woman has to play my mom, and that's it. So
that was cool.
Yeah.
It worked out good. Folks, we're going to take a quick time out here on AM 860, The Answer, the Sports Zone. When we get back, we'll talk a little Rays, a little Lightning kicking it up last night. They did a great job. Proud of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Rays playing well also. Soon will be the Masters. Can't wait for next week, folks. I know I'm not the only one. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears. No matter how much you want to ignore it, child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
AM 860, The Answer.
Welcome back to The Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Sports Zone. Just got a quick statement I'd like to make. Hey, if you've listened to me over the years, you know that I care about people. Okay, I've been doing it for 30 years now in the insurance business. Captain Matt Bruce can vouch for me on this great station and a lot of people here in the Tampa Bay area, okay? Look, if you lost money last year, let me help you, okay? Investments aren't going to get any better, okay? Let's be honest with each other. It's kind of funny. We were talking about the NCAA here a few minutes ago, and not one seed made it, not two seed, not three seed. We have a 4 and 5. That's kind of what's happening in the marketplace, so it makes sense to give me a call. I make sure my clients are safe and sound on all facets, okay? Let me show you how to protect your money in bad times and make some in good times. If your head is hurting, my suggestion is don't keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of insanity. Call me up. My phone number is 813-966-1052. It's 813-966-1052. Let's get together. Let's have a little console. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. All right, let's talk about the Rays. They are looking good, man. I really think they got a shot to win the AL East. I just think they have the unity to do it. If injuries, and they can at least get 4 to 5 runs on the board every game. What do you think, Josh?
I think our division, we're good. We're good. There's no doubt about that. Injuries are impossible to predict. It's our division is an animal. the Red Sox have put up a lot of runs these first few games. I know it's against Baltimore, but I expect Baltimore to be an 80-win team this season.
So do I, Josh.
I bet on them. I took over 77 wins for the season.
For you.
And I took plus 350 that they make the playoffs because I just think they have
they
got
get
a shot.
That wild card.
They kind of on that youth trajectory that the Blue Jays were on for a little bit. We know the Blue Jays have the top ceiling to reach that Yankees caliber. I don't know if they're going to get it all together. But, yeah, our division is just – it's tough. It's really, really tough. It's a lot of games against quality opponents we're going to have to deal with.
Well, go ahead.
I actually, believe it or not, watched the game opening day.
Attaboy.
I like the throwbacks.
There you
those
go.
Those were cute. And I guess that every Friday for the season – that there's a home game, they're going to be wearing the throwbacks.
Absolutely. I'm good.
But watching the game and seeing the game, they did look good. I mean, it's a one game.
Yeah, I know.
It's one game, but they did look good. I mean, the pitchers look sharp.
Do you like the 15-second clock?
Yep.
You do like it. Thanks.
Yep.
What about you, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of funny. It's not. It's saving a few minutes for the whole game, but it's not that. It's that perception thing again, the way our minds work, you know, and make it happen. That's the key. And
I heard someone complaining about, well, you know, a pitcher gets up and the catcher's flashing signals and they got to decide what they want to throw. I don't think baseball's changed as much that since we've played, but when that pitcher gets the ball back from the catcher and he steps on the mound, he knows what he's throwing that next pitch.
No question, Scott. Here,
I mean, the catcher's not talking him into a pitch.
Oh no, a lot of it. It's the you know the poppy, the redoing the gloves and the restrapping and the rewrapping and all that. That's what it's cutting down a lot on.
But you know, Scott makes a great point, and that is, the catcher analyzes every hitter before the game.
They know it.
So does the pitcher. Now, a guy on first, a guy on second, that could change maybe what I'm going to throw, but that takes me about 1 second to figure out what I'm going to throw. Okay, if nobody's on base, I'd be throwing this guy, you know, an outside curve. Well, you know what? I got a guy on second or third. He pops up normally. When I throw outside, I got to jam him and hope he doesn't hit it to the right side, and I strike him out or the run scores too. But I'm going to play my percentages.
Absolutely.
But these guys, their minds work like
rapido. They're moving in the right direction. They are. They are.
And I'll tell you the other thing that's just so – you see these teams when they're in the field playing defense with these massive overshifts.
Yes.
You would think about – after 20 or 30 at-bats as a hitter, I'm going to learn how to hit the ball the other way.
You know, Scott, let's talk about that. Okay, you and I.
Because if you're a professional player and you can't hit the ball the other way, there's an issue.
Let's talk about that. I could say you could possibly butt it the other way. I've really been thinking about this, Scott. After I make some statements, maybe you'll change your mind, maybe you won't. I hope you at least – you're always open-minded, at least listen to people out, and I respect that about you.
My mind's like a steel trap.
Right on, man. You know, Josh,
you
too.
A lot in, not much out.
Here's the thing, okay? If you shift, yes, it's easy to say hit the ball the other way, but if I'm throwing you inside, Scott, no, I have more of an advantage now. I think them eliminating the shift makes me as a pitcher have to pitch the whole plate, and I like that. It has to be level. And, again, for the sake of the game, say what you want, but people are tired of seeing a line drive to the short right fielder who's playing second base, and the shortstop's at second base. People were tired of it and over it. People like to see scoring. You and I don't mind a 2-1 game, but most people want to see a 10-9. And, boy, that's been up this year, too, already with the changes. So, I said I'd let you compete. What's your thoughts about what I just said, Scott? It's hard to hit the ball to the other side if I'm jamming you.
I get it. Then step back in the batter's box. Adjust what you
– Well, then I pitch you outside and you can't reach the ball.
Well, fine. Then you – God forbid if I step into it, then – all I'm saying is we've been watching these overshifts for a while now.
3 years. Now they stopped it. Thank God.
Right.
I'm glad they did.
And you would have thought sooner or later hitters are going to figure out how to –
But because the pitcher has too much advantage with spinning it into their arms. That's why. That's the only reason. I thought about it, Scott. I was thinking, well, that's like saying the defense can't blitz. You know, what's that about? But then you can adjust to that. You can't adjust if the ball's on your hands. You just can't. So I get it.
I mean, I think they should be allowed to play wherever they want in the field. If they want to put six guys in left field, let them put six guys in left field.
You should be able to bunt to the other side. I'll give you that. That's one way to stop it. But, again, it's easier said than done, Scott. I really do believe that. Josh, what's your opinion on that?
Absolutely. Like I said, I like what they're doing. I like the way it's going. I really do. I know people are always apprehensive to change, but I think they're slow playing it. They're slow rolling it well. And the next thing is going to be the umpires. You're never going to see Robotron 3000 back there. I know people are so worried about, oh, it's just going to be a robot. It's going to be an umpire with an earpiece.
Right.
And they're going to be told what to call and what to do.
They'll get the buzz, strike, no buzz ball. How difficult is that? It's not rocket science, is it, Josh?
People are just scared of change. And it's usually your generation, but I didn't say that.
You're right. You're right. It's sad. Matter of fact, it's above my generation. It's worse. It has gotten better. That's funny that you said that. People 40 to 60 are a little bit more, okay, I can work with that. People 60 and above, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. Instead of even being open-minded and listening to change. See, and that's where I am. I'm willing to listen, but you better make sense. Don't come up with some absurdities that have no facts to them, because then my generation will tell you where to go and how to get there. And the generation before, they were even more adamant. But this woke culture's gotten to my generation a little too much, unfortunately.
I think you're talking two different things.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not that our generation doesn't listen. We are a little slower to change. I agree with what he said.
Yeah.
I don't think that this generation listens at all. They make up their mind, and no matter what you say, they're not having a conversation about it.
There's some truth to that, too.
And I'm referring to sports a lot. It's
because we've seen y'all, so many of you, be so wrong so many times. We're losing confidence here,
bro.
Losing confidence here.
That's it.
Spin it back.
Wait.
Don't take onus for you not listening. Blame the generation for not helping you listen better. I get it.
The booth is in my ear.
And they said, Snowflake.
They're saying that if Joshua keeps this up, he will be announcing the Chicago Bears games.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
the Bears. Now, there's some exciting action there. Boy, you better have a lot. You talk about going old school, son. You better be doing a lot of research, because a 3-0 game is not fun to broadcast.
You know, when the Bears are scoring less points than the White Sox, you got a problem.
Exactly. And the Cubs, too. Oh, my. Ken, are the Bears going to do it this year?
The Bears? No. The Cubs are 500.
Yes, sir.
So I haven't lost hope yet.
You're darn right.
They played two games or three.
Two games.
1-1. I like it.
They're
going to go 81-81.
I'm the idiot on the show. They're 500. Have they played two or three games?
Yeah, that was good.
I wasn't going to point that out, Scott.
That's good math, though. It's that new math. No problem. If they're 1-2, well, it's 50% because their first two games, they were split, so now they're 500.
I've been a little, I've had a rough morning, been thrown a little bit off of my game. I've had, you know, I'm trying to calm myself down and readjust.
I understand completely. Well, we're going to take another quick time out here on AM 860, The Answer. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more Rays action, a little bit of Lightning, man. I want to talk about them. And I'm going to have some information for you all, too, that you're going to want to take my number down and give me a call and meet up with me, because I think I can be of help to you. I've helped out a lot of other people. And, you know, again, we'll be right back here on AM 860, The Answer.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's running for president in 2024, offering himself as an alternative for Republicans. The 72-year-old former governor joins a field that includes former President Trump and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Hutchinson, who left office in January, tells ABC TV's This Week program he's, quote, running because I believe that I am the right time for America, the right candidate, and for our country and its future. Damage assessment today after storms dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes Friday and Saturday, killing at least 26 people in small towns and big cities across the South and Midwest. And obesity in the U.S. military surged during the pandemic. New numbers indicate 10,000 active duty Army soldiers became newly obese while the coronavirus was raging. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com. 93.7 FM. W229DJ Dunedin. By downloading The Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Here's the latest from The Answer News Center. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour. Only on AM 860, The Answer.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Today will be sunny to partly cloudy, turning less humid in the afternoon. The high will be 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 68. Tomorrow, warm with times of clouds and sun and a high 87. Tuesday, mostly sunny and warm with a high 88. Wednesday, sun and clouds with a high 91. Thursday, some sun with a high 90. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Sports Zone here on a beautiful Sunday morning, April the 2nd, about 11:35. Got it right that time, Scott.
You did get it. I mean, you're in the right time zone.
Yeah, I'm in the right time zone,
that's
man.
That's a plus.
I'm feeling okay today. It's a good
thing. We have to get in because we are the total Tampa sports show.
We are?
We do it all.
Don't we, though?
And we leave nothing out. And thank you to our listener and caller, Robbie, for getting us during COVID and other sports.
Yes.
But Joshua has to give us a report from his sporting event he attended. So we need the women's roller derby update from Friday night, Joshua.
How did that go, Josh?
It was a good time. I'd never attended a roller derby event before, but saw that they were doing one locally at the local skating rink. And
Skate
so,
World.
Yeah. And, no, I was talking to some people there. The Tampa Roller Derby Club, I guess, has been around since the early 2000s. They've got a whole squad of people there. There was a bunch of people. They brought their chairs and set them up there onto the rink and everything. It was not the highest level of play that I've ever seen in my life from any sport, but it was fun. It was a whole after party at the bar. It was it's always fun to check out something new, see some sort of live entertainment, live sporting event. So
absolutely,
it was a good time.
Let's see. Scott, I think I know your answer because okay. I didn't know you were going to ask him that, which is funny. But you know what I thought of immediately? And he just passed away, man, recently. I'll just say James Caan.
Oh, yes.
Rollerball.
Rollerball.
Was that movie a trip or what?
That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
One of the highlights of the night, actually, Patrick Hyland Jr. went out at halftime for a musical chairs competition, and yes, he won the whole thing. He was the champion. So
look at Junior.
Well, he is an athlete.
He is an athlete. We'll give him that.
Wait a minute. Did they honestly play musical chairs?
Sure. Why not?
He was the only one not in skates. I'm not sure if that would be an advantage
That's
or disadvantage.
Cheating.
But, well.
No, you can
sit
on those skates, baby.
Again, they
you
were.
You can kick somebody with a stake.
Everyone knew what they signed up for when they sat down. The part that might have been cheating was when he moved the chair closer to him when the music stopped instead of just sitting into it. So, again,
someone bit their butt when they missed
the
chair.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, is it strategy or is it bending the rules? I don't know.
He pulled a chair out from under someone.
Did a hokey doke. He quick pitched him. You need a 15-second clock in musical chairs.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
There you go.
Let me ask you a question. This is more for Charles Barkley.
Oh, love Charles.
The women at the skate rink.
Oh, stop.
Are they San Antonio level or better?
Probably worse.
Oh,
probably
my.
Worse. So they're eating churros.
Oh, that's the funniest thing. You know what? Like, and then 3 months later, he had his first year churro.
How does a guy that big, that old,
I
never
know.
Have a churro?
I know. Well, I've never been around it. And he was like, now I understand. I have to take back what I said. These things are addictive. He's really just a down-to-earth cool
only
guy. He calls himself out, and he calls other people out. What's the problem?
Only he could get away with that.
No doubt about it, brother. Isn't that crazy? It's
we
so,
watched a great 60 Minutes interview they did with him last week.
Yeah.
And only he could get away with that.
Yeah. And it's just funny. You know, why is it okay for some people to get away with something and others not?
Because he has carved that niche out for him ever since he left Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
Auburn.
Golly,
Auburn.
Don't do that.
Well, that's in Alabama.
Yeah, okay, we'll let you slide. But the War Eagles, man, and the Tigers just got very upset. They're not even sure what mascot they are. Don't do that, man. Love those Auburn folks. I loved it when Pat Dye was the head coach, though. You know he was an only child, right? Because he'd never go for two. So, you know, you can't help it. My Auburn Tiger fans out there, love you long time.
Wow.
Hey, you know, it's funny. We're talking about movies. Robin Williams, you know, I got to tell you something. I love Robin Williams when he talks about retirement planning. You know, the things we fear the most are haven't even already happened to us, okay? Look, we worry about certain things. We look at certain things differently. We worry about change. We talked about that a few minutes ago. You know, quit worrying about fighting the last war and just get prepared for the new times that are about to happen. And a lot of the bad things probably have already happened. But you got to plan ahead. You got to be smart. You know, give me a call. Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Like I say, a lot of people, you know me and have listened to me on the air for a lot of years. If I can help you, I will. If I can't, I'm going to tell you you're fine, and we'll reevaluate the following year. I don't do that to people. It's not the right thing to do. I wouldn't want that happening to me or my family members. So a lot of people can vouch for me. If I can be of help to you, give me a call, 813-966-1052. I see Charles is on the line. Oh, and you mentioned Alabama, so you know he popped up. Don't be talking about Charles Barkley in Alabama. He played at Auburn. Good morning, Charles. How you doing, sir?
Well, guy, I tell you what, it is a pleasure to hear that the Holy Trinity is back together again this weekend.
Well, thank you, Charles. Appreciate that, my man. Appreciate it.
That was great that John got to do the roller derby. I used to love as growing up as a kid watching a roller derby, and you were talking about the movies. Remember the one with Raquel Welch? I think.
Oh yeah.
Kansas City Bomber.
Oh yeah.
I remember everything with Raquel Welch, Charles.
Yeah.
I remember
even the fur bikini.
Even sneaking into my dad's drawer and getting the Playboy.
There you go.
Hey, yes, that's a childhood memory that'll never go away.
Childhood heck.
That was a heck of a actress she played in that movie with the fur bikini.
Oh, was
Charles.
She, I'm sorry, was she an actress?
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I digress.
Yes.
But I tell you what, them roller derby people, man, I mean, they're tough as nails. And then I was going to say, Patrick, this has been a good weekend for it because I was down here yesterday in Bradenton and helping a buddy of mine with the high school boys district weightlifting championships. And they're getting ready to go to Lakeland next week for the region, and then the following week in Lakeland for the state championships. But I tell you what, it's unbelievable. And then I got to spend the weekend down here. I'm watching WrestleMania last night, and man, I tell you, they had some great matches last night, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, man. No, it's going to be that's going to be very interesting. Will we have more people watching WrestleMania or more people watching the NCAA Women's Championship?
Wait a minute. WrestleMania is two nights now?
Yeah, whatever we can do.
Oh, yeah.
That is some serious stunt work.
Anytime McMahon can make, a couple of more $100 million.
Right on, brother.
He's going to do it.
Sports entertainment at its finest.
You know how people say they remember where they were during the O.J. Bronco chase?
Oh, yeah.
Ronald Reagan getting shot. I remember exactly where I was. WrestleMania 1, Captain Lou Albano, Cyndi Lauper, that whole routine.
No, it's funny that you would say that, Mr. Levinson, because it was about 40 years ago when,
I know.
You know, about 45.
I was sitting in my apartment in New Orleans.
But you know, the amazing thing about it, too, and everybody knows, the thing is with the wrestling, it's kind of choreographed and this and that, but I tell you what, these guys are getting so athletic. It's just, and even the women, I mean, they're doing jumps and moves and everything else, and I mean, it's a rough love for life. Everybody just sees them on TV, but I tell you what, man, they did a thing on Eddie Guerrero and how just, the booze and the pills and everything else and caused him to die there because of the heart gave out, and I mean, it is a rough, rough life, but I tell you what, it, like you said, it's great entertainment, and as long as everybody realizes that's what it is entertainment, everybody should have a good time. But like I said, my friends, it's great to hear the Holy Trinity back. You guys have a blessed week and have a happy Easter.
You too, man. Have a great week. Everybody have a good Friday and a happy Easter. We'll have the Masters going on, which will be pretty exciting. So. It's kind of cool when the Masters is on Easter weekend. I always get a kick out
Charles
of it.
Charles might have something there.
About what?
The Holy Trinity.
I like that.
I sort of like that.
Yes. It depends how he means it now. He could be being a cutie pie. I don't think he is. But you know what the Holy Trinity is in chef's world, cooking world? Carrots, onions, celery. So I don't want us to be compared to carrots, onions, and celery, just to make that perfectly clear. I'll tell you, we're going to take a quick time out here.
Only you would think of that.
Only me, man. You're listening to AM 860, The Answer. When we come back, we'll finish up with some sports. I just want to leave you with this, folks. It's all about bad decisions in life. Get the right direction from somebody who knows how to help you out. Don't make any more bad decisions. Make some smart decisions. Give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. When we come back, we'll have some more fun with sports. We do have an open line, 877-969-8600.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Sports Zone. We appreciate you tuning in and giving us your time. Always a pleasure. You'll be able to catch me out with Captain Matt Bruce tomorrow from 547 to 557 talking about sports. Got NASCAR today. It's going to be an excellent race. I have a good feeling about it. As Scott likes to say, they need to mix it up. It's go fast and turn left for the first half of the race. Second half, it should be go fast, go right. I like your thinking, man. I like your thinking.
I'm telling you, they couldn't do it.
No, they couldn't because of the way the track is and its way it's set up. But it would be interesting to see, you know, the concept, to say the least.
I mean, just
that'd be a little freaky.
And the other thing I definitely want to watch today is you've got a pickleball match for $1 million.
Yes.
You've got
Annie Roddick.
And McEnroe,
the Mac,
against Andre Agassi and Michael Chang.
Yep, it's gonna be fun.
For $1 million.
I love it, man. I love it.
That could be. That I want to see Agassi and McEnroe get in an argument. Just, you know, they're going to play it up.
Of course.
But looking forward to seeing that,
Josh. Now, I want to make sure I'm right, folks. We're catching some of the pickleball on TV right now, and they're interviewing McEnroe and the guys. That's why we're bringing it up to you. It's fun. It's one of the most popularizing sports out there. Josh, my understanding is under no circumstances you're allowed to serve overhand. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, they showed Andy doing it overhand. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Now, that's another thing about pickleball I don't get, Josh. I want your opinion because you're the player out of this game. I've watched it, looked at it. I need to put a racket in my hand and play. I love racquetball, dude. And the thing I want to get at is, though, I think serving should be an advantage, not a disadvantage. And I kind of see that being a disadvantage. That's why I'm a little upset with the pickle. It doesn't reward aggressiveness, Josh. Am I right or wrong? You tell me.
No, what it rewards is being able to still serve it quickly and powerfully without they don't want someone to be able to dominate the game purely off of an aggressive serve, so you have to be able to do it underhand. There's some incredible people, you know, again, it's like a softball pitch.
Sure.
And so there's some people out there that, you know, you keep it low, keep it tight, it comes at you fast, and, you know, it's ace after ace after ace. It's just you have to work on it right. so that it's not just a total overhand smashing it, because then it's impossible to return. And the whole idea of the game is that everyone does have some sort of chance to make a play on it. You don't want it to be that where, you know, there are certain games out there where there's no chance whatsoever, and so it is. There's certainly that bit of a competitive aspect.
You know,
it.
It's the perfect game for John McEnroe. That, you know, he is the best tennis player with hand-eye or coordination I've ever seen, Scott. Would you concur with that statement?
I would say him or, and again, just because of the way this guy played, of course, I just went blank from Becker,
Boris
Becker.
Yeah,
he was a little more of a athlete,
yes.
per se, but the way he was able to get his racket on the ball, diving, jumping.
Yeah,
I'd say one of the two of them. McEnroe was more of a purist.
Yeah,
Becker was more of an athlete.
Correct. I'm just saying, with the hand,
that's why it didn't last as long.
Yeah, that's right. With the hand-eye coordination, though, and the soft hands, I've never seen anybody better than John.
No.
You got to give it to him.
No,
his touch,
I agree.
And just,
I
he just had like that.
That
sixth sense for it that, you know, only a few people are blessed with.
No,
like you said,
I
Becker,
definitely.
Connors, Borg, they worked at it, you know, but it was just he had that
Borg was pretty Borg was
Yeah,
pretty,
he was pretty good, wasn't he, brother?
Yeah, but, you Those know, some you, matches. Look at, you look at now, and again, you could say, we say it about golf, too.
Yes.
If you put today's new rackets in the hand of a Bjorn Borg or a Nastasi that's serving the ball back then over 100 miles an hour, what would, you know.
It'd be scary. It would be.
It's, you know, the rackets got bigger.
Yes.
And it just, and like all sports, the games change. And that's why you always have the argument.
Yes.
Who's better?
Yes. And you just can't, it's just not realistic, you know. And then you have to look at the competition. There's so many things that the best thing you can do is just look at the guy and say he was astonishing.
Just enjoy the game.
Yeah, don't, because if you dissect it, man, you take away the enjoyment of it.
Except for LeBron.
Well,
no,
if you're
I'm
not
kidding.
Well-liked, well, no, but that's another thing. I mean, there's a difference. If you're not well-liked, you're going to get chastised no matter what. Or if you do something and the press blows it up, you're going to get chastised. But when we start saying, well, could have Ali beat Tyson? We're never going to know that. Come on, you know? Would Borg be able to compete against, you know,
Andy Roddick?
Pete Sampras. You know, we'll never know.
You can only compare guys in their own generation.
Amen, Josh.
Right.
It's just, it's not fair to do
it's
things
not.
Otherwise. And it's also a total, it's disrespectful to assume or think that these guys wouldn't be able to adjust.
Very good point, Josh.
It's everyone would be able, the greatest of the greats would be able to adjust.
Absolutely.
No matter. But so that's why the more fun parts when we do these things, this era versus that era, it's the eighth guy on the bench. It's the first backup, and that's where, I'm sorry, the guys in the 80s, in the set, they were drinking beers and smoking cigarettes at halftime. Those were the plumbers and the guys that we make fun of from this group.
No,
now,
he's right. I was listening to Bobby Knight the other day, and old interview. This is from when he won the championship in 87, and he was right. He goes, you know, when I played.
Before he threw the chair across the court.
Let me share something with you. There was a lady yelling at him.
Oh, so, okay, I got it.
No, in a nice way. She kept saying, hey, Bobby Knight. Hey, Coach, Bobby. And he said, Miss, you remind me of my grandma. What can I do for you? How can I help you? Well, if you're not going to be sitting in that chair and you keep getting up and down the whole day, can I have it? So he just threw it across the freaking court to her, and everybody got bent out of shape. Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
Being a gentleman.
That's what he said. Who are we to call him a liar?
Exactly. No, he admitted it was a joke. The truth of the story is the ref ignored him, and he did something you shouldn't do. If you go up to a ref and go, hey, ref, I got a question, and I startle you. Oh, because I startled you? You're going to hit me with
Bobby
a tee?
Bobby Knight did something he shouldn't do every game.
Well, yeah, but that was the aura of Bobby and the
was.
Love.
Yeah,
speaking about refs and umps and that sort of thing, did you see what happened with Real Muto and the umpire? I think it was the last spring training game, but where he showed him up. So, but, you know, the catcher was sitting there. Where they're both facing forward, right. And he didn't turn around, so he just went like this. Right. Sometimes the ump throws it back to the plate, right. And or sometimes they put it in. So he put it like this, and the umpire didn't move quick enough. And then so basically right when Real Muto moved his glove, like he assumed the ump was just going to throw it himself, then the ump went to go hand it to him, and the ump tossed him from the game because he thought he was showing him up.
See, really? This is where we are now. And then people wonder why I want RoboCops and RoboUps.
And that's exactly
right
what
there.
People said, where it would be so easy for the guy to just be like, hey, my bad, that was an honest mistake. And you could see, if you watch the replay, you can see the ump pause for that half a second and where that just human nature of, all right, I have a decision to make here. Am I going to stand? Am I going to dig my feet in and be an ignorant prick? Sorry if I can't say that on the radio. Or am I going to be honest and step back? And so, yeah, it was it was not a good look. But I think he might have came out and apologized or done something.
Yes,
but
you can say that.
Yes, because it wasn't an FCC.
Right, when you get
George Carlin. He didn't hit one of the eight wonders.
That was not one of
those. So you're off the hook this time.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Right, if anyone's going to say anything wrong, it's going to be me.
Yes.
It's you look at the sports and you look at what we're dealing with today. And it's unfortunate because you have so many tremendous athletes. And I just hate the politics creeping in the sports sports creeping in the politics. But it's
what's going to happen, though, because the old follow the money. I mean, it's gotten so crazy. Multi-billion-dollar business now. Anytime you start talking about that type of bread, there's going to be a few little hokey dokes, I call them, out there, and just the way it works, unfortunately.
I mean, to buy a sports franchise now, I mean, that's cheapest crazy. Sports franchise out there is one of the baseball teams out in California, $3.4 billion.
Yeah, hello.
That's the cheapest.
Yeah. The Commanders are reportedly getting offered $6 billion. The Washington Caucasians or the Washington Commies, whatever you want to call them. So there you
go.
Just tell it like it is. Hey, we're down to our last minute here on the Sports Zone. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, again, folks, you've been hearing me on the air for a lot of years. Captain Matt Bruce's show, other stations here in the area. Been on AM860 for a while now. Love it here. Having a good time. Good audience. Good people. Down to earth. That's what I am. Let me be your insurance agent. Let me be of help to you. Okay. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by getting a second set of eyes on your paperwork. Take advantage of my knowledge and my expertise. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Catch me tomorrow on Captain Matt Bruce from 547 to 557. And on his show, what he talks about in the early morning hours, they'll be talking about at the water cooler, at the offices, when everybody gets in there. Have a safe and sound week, folks. Good Friday this week. Be safe out there. God bless Tampa Bay. Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.